Well, Johnny was getting quite a reputation as a player when he was just a teenager. You could hear the influence of Old Jack, but Johnny had taken it to a place of his own. He and Danny were hired to play for a homecoming party in October of 1900. The guest of honor turned out to be Samuel Clemens. Mr. Clemens was a fan of the Stride Players, and he recorded the boys on one of Thomas Edison's cylinder machines. You could say that he and Edison were the first collectors of jazz recordings, but Edison said he played his jazz records backwards because they sounded better that way. Years later, Danny worked for Paul Whiteman as a coach and an arranger. He wrote charts for many of the greats, but he would hold off releasing anything until it had the benefit of Johnny's interpretation. He would always say that Johnny makes it presentable.